you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello and welcome to episode 578 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys. Another day in the arena. And as they say, all good things must come to an end. So after we're running pretty hot here for a bit, took a step back yesterday. We knew, kind of feel like I was due for, you know, a day, or at least we were, maybe with some of these sharp plays, regression a little bit. But 5-7, -4.01 units yesterday, guys. The ironic thing is, like, you know, you go to the previous night and, like, MLB was down, but we swept NBA and NHL. It was the opposite last night. MLB wasn't that bad. 5-3, got the Yankees, Aaron Judge on a huge walk-off homer, which was nice there in the bottom of the ninth. Got the Dodgers, got San Diego, got San Fran, lost Philly, Tampa Bay. Oh, and got Houston as well, which was nice. And losers were Atlanta, Philly, and Tampa Bay. So I'm like, okay, 5-3 MLB, nice. So let's get our wheelhouse, our NBA and NHL, which has done great, to send us over the edge for a big night. Well, didn't happen, guys. Dogs got taken to the woodshed last night. Philadelphia, if you notice this sharp line move, which we talked about, 3.5 down to 3. Again, some shops even closed around, you know, 2.5 here, or at least hinted there, based on some juice prices. Well, guess what? The Miami Heat absolutely destroy the Philadelphia 76ers, so we lost that one. Then the other one was Dallas, +6.5. I got worried when that line went up to 7. I said, okay, we're in a great contrarian spot, but that's pretty much it. So you tip your cap. You walk into a bar, 91% of bets, 9 out of 10 bettors were on the Suns there, and the public was right on that one. So we tip our cap 0-2, sadly. And then the NHL. NHL's been great for us pretty much all year. We've been running hot in the NHL playoffs, but a rough night last night because, of course, I didn't play my Bruins, luckily, but Carolina was that awful loss system match, which did come through. You also had Toronto awful loss system match. I'm kicking myself for not taking the over in the Toronto game because those overs have been great. But really, Minnesota, they're up 2-1 at one point. You end up losing, giving up 3 goals to Tarasenko in the third period. You lose 5-2. Then the one that really hurt was the LA Kings, man. We had Edmonton there, at least I did, as a desperation system match, and they lose 5-4 in overtime. So 0-2 NHL, 0-2 NBA. That's really kind of what hurt us last night. So again, 5-7, minus 4.01 units. But I think it's a perfect example of, you know, flat betting and why it's so important, guys. You're coming off, you know, a big weekend, a huge Monday. You don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too cocky. You don't want to say, hey, you know, everything I touch is turning to gold. Let me double down, triple down. No, because when you're hot, you could easily have a bad night. When you're cold as ice, you could easily have a great night. But that's the whole point of betting, never getting too high or too low based on what you've done recently. So it's almost kind of like recency bias. You know, again, you don't want to you want to stay even keel. I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to sports betting. And of course, betting tris, not betting to win, flat betting, all those things that we always preach. But either way, guys, I was frustrated from last night. So let's see if we can get it back tonight. Big Major League Baseball day. We got 7 bets in Major League Baseball. I got 3 in the NBA. 2-on-1 game, and also I have 2 prop bets. So I'm gonna filter in a couple props here. This is usually, I'm like the who is it? The Punxsutawney Phil who comes out and sees his shadow. Every spring I come out and see my shadow when it comes to props. I like betting props pretty much only in the playoffs in the NBA because I feel like you have a better feel for the series, and you know if you've been watching it, you kind of know which players are sticking out, Al Horford, and which aren't. But I do have some props on the Celtics game. I got a couple plays here in terms of sides. I have a total as well. I got 3 in the NHL, but I wanted to quickly just mention real quick what's going on in the NBA playoffs, because I tweeted this out. You know, I write the Sharp Report every day, but some updated numbers on just what we've seen in the NBA playoffs yesterday, guys. Sometimes it's like, you know, you take every game on its merits. I really don't regret either plays last night because, again, you had some contrarian reverse line movement to Philly. They get rolled. Hey, it is what it is. You also had a really good inflated line spot with obviously with Doncic, didn't come through. They had a, you know, lead in the first quarter. I'm like, okay, we're gonna be in this thing. Didn't happen. But what I'm getting at is you take each game individually, but at some point it's hard not to just kind of look at some of these numbers that we're seeing across the board. It has been chalk and unders. And last night, favorites 2-0, unders 2-0. That is something that has really come through pretty much all playoff season. So here are the updated trends here for the NBA playoffs. Favorites 40-27 against the spread, 60%. That's pretty damn good. Remember, we got to win 52.38% of our bets just to overcome the standard minus 110 juice. So if you're at 60%, that's a wise guy. That's the wisest of the wise guys there. Favorites with a line move in their favor. So this one kind of hurt me with last night with the Suns, who again opened like, what was it, -5.5, -6, got up to 7. Well, those favorites that see a line move in their direction, they're now 23-10 against the spread, 70%, even better. Here's another one straight up, just winning the game on the money line. Favorites 50-17, 75%. So my guy Mike Pritchard was like, I kind of like Miami here. I was like, hey, buy low on the money line. Of course, you know, I lose my bet there on the Sixers, but Pritch was, you know, sharp as a tack on that one. But then also unders. Unders 2-0 yesterday. Unders are now 44-23, 66%. You're literally winning, you know, 2 out of 3 unders every night. You're going 2-1, which again, you roll over 2-1 nights, you're going to be doing pretty well. And then the other one that I like, unders that fall. So just a little indication of some respected money hitting the under, causing the total to fall. Those unders that fall are now 25-10, 71%. And you saw that one with the Sixers Heat game. That thing got pretty close. I think it landed, what, 205? But that was 210 down to 208.5. So I probably should have bet that under as well. And then here's something just, you know, in terms of specifically the round that we're in right now, the conference semifinals, home teams, guys. You know, typically as a contrarian bettor, I kind of want to bet against home teams because a lot of times, you know, home field or home court or home ice advantage can be overvalued and the public will just put so much stock into like who's at home and hey, the crowd's for you and you know, you're sleeping in your own bed and you feel more comfortable. All that is true, but maybe it's just a little bit overvalued. That's kind of what, you know, sometimes trips me up on betting these home teams, but it's hard to argue. Home teams right now in the conference semifinals, 14-4 against the spread, 78%. So long story short, guys, favorites, unders, home teams in the conference finals, that's really what's cashing right now in the NBA. So just wanted to kind of update those stats that we've seen thus far. So a lot to get to today. Again, big NBA night. I got 3 bets and I got 2 props. I got 3 in the NHL. I got 7 in Major League Baseball. And I'm looking for a big bounce back night after last night. Again, you go 5-7. You only, you know, have two more losses than wins. But again, because these minus numbers gave up four units, which is not what we want to do. But again, you're running hot. You're going to be down, bound for one of those nights where you kind of come back down to earth a little bit. And this is why betting is humbling, guys. You know, I'm riding high with Jokic and real good Monday. And hey, you know, you kind of get some breaks that go against you, but you got to keep grinding. You can never let it affect you one way or the other. You just got to stick with it. Grinders with blinders. So with that being said, before we dive into all of our sweats for today, real quick, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is plug in your email, and then every single day you'll wake up to my market insights column, giving you sharp reports every single day. We have our NFL schedule release party coming up here tomorrow, so get ready. We'll have lines on all the games. You'll also have the schedule, and we'll, you know, figure out, to me, when it comes to schedule day, it's like, you know, there's just Felger and Maz, a show that I watch in Boston. They go, schedule day, oh, schedule day, where we pick wins and losses. So the first thing is, like, you're a fan of whatever team. Like, I'm a Patriots fan, but you go through every game, you say win, win, loss, win, loss, loss, win, 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 loss. Like, that's kind of the, you know, the, I guess, the public or the fun thing to do when the schedule comes out. But me, when I look at the schedule, I'm looking for situational spots, like team on a short week versus team off a bye, that kind of stuff. And again, travel and everything else that is included. So schedule day, we've got content there on the newsletter. Matty Heumann, Steve Mackinnon, the GM Shuffle podcast, which is now Femi, and my guy Michael Lombardi. I want to send some best wishes to Michael. He's battling COVID right now. Hope that he's okay. We want the big guy back soon. But with the newsletter, you also get rundown of all the shows and programs that day, all the guests and hosts. If you like to bet golf, tune up for the PGA Championship, the AT&T Byron Nelson. We got great best bets and breakdowns from Brady and Wes. You also get a ton of NBA coverage and all the playoff games from Dave Tooley, JVT. You get Andy McNeil on the NHL, promos for legal sports books, betting resources, all of our city casts, as well as helpful links on betting education, betting sheets, tools, live odds, video, everything you need there to help you make the smartest bet that you can. So that's VSiN.com/newsletter. Then if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, become an all-access member at VSiN. You know, we give out so much great content for free, but, you know, a little secret here, if you become a member, you get even more great content. So we have a great special right now, only $59. It covers you now until July 31st with everything that we offer. Every Points to the Weekly magazine, giving you the breakdowns, best bets, power ratings, stats, splits, everything for that particular week. You also get the afternoon best bet emails and, you know, best bet picks from all the guests and the hosts that day. You also get all of our expert advice, all those low bets, higher dollars bet splits, a live stream of all the VSiN shows. So wherever you're at, you can, you know, it's like your own DVR. You can watch Mitch and Paulie in the morning or whatever it may be. But that is all included with a VSiN All Access membership. So now until July 31st, only $59. I know it's kind of a lot of money, but hey, it's pretty worth it here. That's going to cover you for a lot of the summer. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Then, of course, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter's where we stay plugged into a real-time market. You hear me say it every day, but Twitter's important, guys. If you're betting on sports and you're not on Twitter, you're hurting yourself, because we know that any little thing could affect our bet. The easiest way to move a number is obviously respected money coming in, but injuries, you know, starting pitchers getting scratched, trades, COVID, there's, you know, weather changes. A lot of things can affect a bet. We want to be the first to know, not the last. So the key there is getting on Twitter, following local beat reporters, you know, following blue checkmark sports books, looking for breaking news, breaking injuries, creating a gambling community through direct messaging, all very important as a bettor, so that we're the first, not the last, and we can take advantage of maybe slow moving books that haven't adjusted yet. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can check us out all day. We tweet out great videos. And you also can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. Questions, comments, suggestions. Got to get referred to a new sports book. You need an app to track your bets. You need a live odds page. You got a question about gambling philosophy. I'm always here to help. So any way that I can assist you, you let me know. Shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com, or send me a DM. DMs are always open. Slide right in at josh_insights. So with that being said, after a fantastic Monday with the Joker, and what do we stack? Plus 2.75 units. Again, took a step back yesterday, 5-7, minus 4.01. And really what annoyed me is from NBA and NHL, we've been running hot, you know, pretty much all year, especially in the playoffs. Go 0-4. You can't give me one of those. That was kind of disappointing yesterday, but that's okay. You turn the page, and you do, and here's the thing, like when you have a rough night, to me, I always try to recreate the board. You know, I look at the lines again. What did I miss? You know, what did I get right? What did I get wrong? I may have lost a bet last night, or I lost seven, but I'm going to make sure that if that, you know, or situation arises again, Maybe I put my bias into something. Maybe I overlooked a line move, whatever it may be. Maybe the system match fell out late. These are the little things that can affect a bet. But, you know, I always try to do that autopsy the next day. I think the whole goal is to, you know, figure out what you're good at and lean on that. And then, you know, be aware of your weaknesses, your blind spots, and say, hey, I'm going to kind of limit my volume on things I'm struggling with, but I'm not going to give up on it. I'm going to try to, you know, slowly get 0.01% sharper and work on my weaknesses there. So that's kind of the way I look at it, especially after kind of a down day. But anyway, guys, let's dive right into Major League Baseball, which was decent yesterday, 5-3. I got 7 bets, so here we go. First one on the board, I'm going to go Miami Fish, baby. Let's go Miami Marlins. Like the Marlins in this spot. They're on the road at Arizona. What jumped out to me is really, really contrarian play here on Miami. Miami's only getting across the board like 25% of bets, but I think they're kind of being undervalued. Sandy Alcantara's on the bump, 3.03 ERA. Now, Merrill Kelly has been great, 3-1, 1.22. He's on the bump for Arizona, but you have almost 70% of bets on Arizona, and I know they're not the bad team that they've been the last few years. They're actually pretty decent, 17-14. But Arizona getting 70%, that seems a little bit too much there. I think the public might be a little bit overvaluing Arizona. And to me, it's all about this line move. This game opened Arizona at home around a minus 115, minus 120 favorite. We're down to a pick 'em, guys. It's pretty much minus 105 both sides. So if you have 70% of bets on Arizona, then why is this line falling to a pick 'em? Shouldn't Arizona, you know, opening minus 115, minus 120 be up to minus 130, minus 135? No, it's actually going the other way here. So I'll follow this kind of sharp steam, reverse line move to Miami. I do like that we have a pretty good new ump here. His name is Edwin Moscoso, and he's now 29-20 to the road team. So maybe you're a new ump and you say, hey, what's the quickest way for people to respect me? I don't want to lean and, you know, show favoritism on the home team. Let me be a little more biased to the road team. Maybe that's an angle here. But we do have a road ump. Not the only reason I'm betting a game, but I'll take it. Bats of Miami. They're hitting 233, only 201 for Arizona. And it's really a buy low, sell high spot. Miami's 1-5 their last 5. Arizona's 5-1 their last 5. So if Arizona's playing better, has their, you know, ace on the bump, why is this thing down to a pick 'em? Seems fishy to me. Pun intended. Give me the fish. I got a minus 105. I'm going Miami here today, guys. Let's go. Next play for me, San Francisco, Los Gigantes. So the Gigantes had a nice win for us yesterday, 9-2. I'm going back to the well today. It's kind of a high number, but again, always bet to risk, not bet to win. But I'm going to go San Fran. They open at home against Colorado around minus 190. They've been steamed up all the way to around minus 210. So big steam move here in favor of San Francisco. They're a big favorite with a very low total. So total 7.5, really juiced up minus 115. Like it may fall even further down to 7. But this would be a home favorite minus 200 or more system. Those home favorites, big home favorites, are 47-18, 72%. 4% ROI. So even though you're laying these big numbers, you're still profitable. So I like that angle. I like the correlative betting, big favorite, low total. You also have San Fran 10-7 at home. Colorado only 5-9 on the road. Colorado is a team to watch. My guy, Mike Pritch, has his portfolio, but Colorado's like a bet on at home, a bet against on the road. They're very weird that way. But also you look at San Fran 16-7 as a favorite. Team ERA 3.5 versus 4.7. And you have a run differential, big difference here, plus 34 versus minus 23. And unlike that other game with the road umpire for Miami, we got a really good home ump here for San Francisco. Nick Lentz, 96-62, 61% to the home team. So let's go Cobb. Let's go San Fran. I'm on San Fran, minus 210. I've been betting against the Angels the last two nights, and they've been taking me to the woodshed, ripping my heart out and dancing the beat. It's been brutal. So I'm not going to go LA just because I bet against them and I lost and I want to bet on them, but cover up the names of the teams, guys. Otani looks sharp today. Otani at home against Tampa Bay. And by the way, is this the year Trout, you know, finally gets back to the playoffs? Angels are 21-11. That's been a surprise so far this year. If you're on their over win total, I think it was mid to low 80s. So you're off to a good start. But anyway, I'm going to go Angels. This is a line move play for me. The Angels and Otani opened around a short minus 115 home favorite. They've now been bet up to minus 125. So big steam move here in favor of the Angels. They would be a non-division home favorite. 113-75, 60% so far this year. They have the better bats. They're hitting 251 versus 240 for Tampa Bay. Big run differential advantage here for the Angels. They're plus 47. Tampa Bay is minus 5. Angels are 12-6 at home. And here's the kicker for Maureen Chase. Woo, woo! Angels 7-2. Against lefties this year. They're going up against McClanahan, and you do have Angels 16-7 as a favorite. The Rays just 2-4 as a dog. So I'm seeing that move toward the Angels. I'm going to sweat Otani. And again, favorite low total, the total in this one is 7. So let's go Angels. I got Angels minus 125. Next play for me, it's so damn fishy. I got to play it. But give me the Detroit Tigers today. The Tigers are pitching a kid, Wentz. I don't know who that is. Maybe it's his debut against Oakland, who's pitching Logue. I don't know who that is either. Sometimes these pitchers on these teams that are kind of pretty crappy, like you don't even know who the heck they are. But anyway, I'm going to go Detroit. It doesn't really make much sense because public is all over Oakland. It's the lesser of two evils. You know, Oakland on the year is 12-19. Not very good, but poor Detroit is only 9-21. So you look at this number, it opened Detroit a slight favorite, like minus 110 at home. Detroit's now up to minus 115. Some shops are even up to minus 120. So why is the line moving in favor of the 9-21 team over the 12-19 team? This looks fishy to me. I'm going to go Detroit in this one. It looks like they're taking in some respected money. You're also on a favorite with a low total, 7.5 here. And again, or I guess one thing I'm leaning on here is the bats of Detroit. They're hitting 221. This doesn't sound great, right? Oakland's hitting 200, you know, barely above the Mendoza line. So I'm going to go Detroit here. It just seems fishy to me that you're seeing this movement in favor of Detroit when they've been so bad this year. So give me the Detroit Tigers, Detroit Rock City, minus 120. Next play for me. My Red Sox, who, of course, I bet against, and they lose a million games. Or, sorry, I don't bet against them. I bet on them, and they lose all the time. The one time I bet against them last night, they win. You got to love baseball in that way. But anyway, I'm not going to take the Sox. I was kind of intrigued. They're a little contrarian and kind of a line freeze there, so I was kind of leaning Red Sox. My play here, guys, I'm going to take the over. This is Eovaldi and Anderson. The total opened at 7.5. It got bet up to 8. It's very rare you see any of these totals go up. You know, the unders have continued to do great this year. I guess they're dipping now. They're 55%. They're 60% like a hot minute ago. But maybe we're seeing some regression to the over. But also, it opened at 7.5 up to 8. So the fact that it rose when all these lines are falling, you know, that told me that you had some respected money coming in on the over. Last night, obviously, you had a, 9-4 game, so you cashed that over. But this is a weather-based play for me. It's going to be 80 degrees tonight at SunTrust Park in Atlanta. It's going to be 80 degrees and hot, and the wind's blowing out about 5 to 10 miles an hour. You also have an overump, Adam Beck, who's about 54% to the over. So we have weather, wind blowing out. We also have Atlanta, 17-13 to the over this year. They've been a pretty good over team. Atlanta's 4-1 to the over their last five, and the over is 4-2 their last six at home. So again, I was intrigued by Boston, but my play here, guys, I'm going to root for 9 or more runs. Give me the over 8 in the Boston-Atlanta game. Next play for me, Houston. In Minnesota. I'm going to go Houston here again, guys. Not a huge line move play. You know, they open, I guess it was a little bit of movement. Sometimes some books are like minus 115 up to around minus 120. This is Uriquity against Archer. But this is a play for me, number one on Houston as a favorite. They've done great when they're expected to win 16-5. But it's a system-based play for me. One of the best systems so far this year, non-division road favorites. You're favored, you're expected to win. The public kind of leans home team, so they maybe undervalue the road team, and then you don't have to worry about divisional dog type system match here or advantage. So that non-divisional home road favorite system, 58-27, 68%, 15% ROI this year. So this is pretty much a strict system play for me on Houston in that non-division road fave spot. So let's go Houston. I am on Houston here. I got Houston at minus 117. And then last play of the night for me, guys, I'm going to go St. Louis. It's a big number against Baltimore. By the way, Baltimore is actually ahead of Boston in the standings. How pathetic is that? They're only 13-17 this year. But I think this is a good spot to back St. Louis. St. Louis, number one, you're buying low. The St. Louis Cards have lost 3 straight. Baltimore has won 3 straight. But this game open around minus 200 St. Louis. You're up to around minus 210. Some shops are higher to like minus 220. But you have a favorite, big favorite with a very low, not a very low total. I think this one is actually 8.5. That's a little bit higher than usual. It is juiced up under here. But I got a lot of system matches. So number one, non-division home favorites, 60%. Also home favorites minus 200 or more, 72%. The other one I really like, if you're a favorite off a loss who made the playoffs last year, you know how to bounce back and, you know, kind of have that, you know, intestinal fortitude to bounce back after a loss, 59-27, 69%, 13% ROI. St. Louis is 9-5 as a favorite. The O's are 11-17 as a dog. You have St. Louis 7-6 at home. Baltimore 4-10 on the road. Plus 22 run differential St. Louis versus minus 14 Baltimore. And I'm really going to bet on one guy in particular, Miles Michaelis. Michaelis has been really good this year. 2-1 with a 1.53 ERA. I'm excited to sweat him tonight. So I'm going to lay it with St. Louis. I got St. Louis at minus 210. So seven bets here. Can we get four or five or more of these? Give me Miami. Let's go fish on a fishy dog to pick 'em type price, minus 105 Miami. San Francisco, minus 210. The LA Angels, minus 125. Detroit Tigers, minus 120. Boston, over 8. Houston, minus 117. And St. Louis, minus 210. There you have it, guys. Ran through the first part of the pod, but we got more to get to. We got to talk NBA and NHL playoffs. And after last night going 0-4 in NBA and NHL playoffs, I'm ready for a bounce back spot tonight. I got some system matches, and I also have two prop bets. Yes, this is not, I'm not the prop king over here. That's Ariel Epstein, my buddy who's the prop queen. But I like to dabble in props every now and again, pick my spots. But really, I dabble in props if it's a playoff series and I've been watching the entire series and you pick up on some intricacies and matchups and, you know, advantages here and there. So I have two props in the Celtics game. Long story short, and we do have a very big fade the trendy dog opportunity today, and we do have a pretty sharp under as well. So stay tuned for that when we return on episode 578 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena every single day, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 578 on a Wednesday hump day. And by the way, I just want to give a shout out to Dickie V, because Dickie V, I saw, is going to get the Jimmy V Award for bravery and courage and perseverance. Beating cancer, baby! Jimmy V, not Jimmy V. Who, by the way, if you've never seen the Jimmy V speech, it is fantastic. But Dickie V, our guy. Every now and again, I just got to check in on Dickie. I know he's at all the Rays games, but he will get that Jimmy V Award, which is fantastic and well-deserved. But anyway, guys, after a great Monday, took a step back yesterday, 5-7, minus 4.01 units, and really it was NBA, NHL, swing and miss, 0-4, Golden Sombrero, that really hurt us last night. So let's see if we can bounce back tonight. Started the pod, again, talking Major League Baseball, seven bets that caught our eye. Now let's go to the NBA. So first play on the board for me, guys, Celtics-Bucks. Big game here, obviously, in Boston, but the series is tied 2-2. I think the Celtics are now like minus 190 on the series price, so this is now best of three, and the Celtics have home court advantage, so two of the last three will be at home. But what am I looking at in this number, guys? I see a fade the trendy dog opportunity. This is really, really interesting, because the public is all over the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. You're giving me, this is the public speaking, you're giving me Giannis getting 5.5 points? Are you crazy? That's what the public's saying. So at BetMGM, which does a great job of feeding us their numbers every day, you are getting the Bucks 66% of bets tonight. So two out of three bets are on the Bucks taking the points. Now, if you guys read between the lines, 2/3 of bets are on the dog. What does that mean? That means it's a trendy dog. That means we want to bet against trendy dogs. So my play here is I'm going to lay the points with the Celtics. It feels crazy. The line feels too high, but that's also part of my reason for liking Boston. This number is so fishy. Why is it so high? I think this has got to be the highest number of the series. Let me double check here. Yeah, the first couple games in Boston, Celtics were, -5, -4. And then you had the Bucks -2.5, -1.5. So yeah, this is the highest number of the series, which seems kind of high, right? Like, you got to take the points. But here's the thing. Despite a majority of bets on the Bucks, line really hasn't budged at all. A lot of these books open -5.5. They've stayed 5.5. I saw -5 up to 5.5. So it's not like this thing opened 5.5 for 5, and now we're down to 3. It's staying exactly where it's at. The books do not want to adjust this number down, despite heavy Bucks betting, for fear of giving out a better number for contrarian Celtics backers here. So this screams to me as a fade the trendy dog play. When you're in the playoffs and you get a favorite only getting 34% of bets like the Celtics here, that is a play that I want to back and get behind. So I'm going to lay the points with Boston. I'm going to lay the -5.5. Again, contrarian favorite, but also it kind of lines up with all these favorite systems that we're talking about. We let off, you know, the pod talking about it, but favorites in the playoffs, 40-27 ATS, 60%. Conference semis home teams, which are Celtics tonight, 14-4 against the spread, 78%. So a lot of matches here with Boston. I'm going to lay it with the Celtics. It looks way too good to be true for the Bucks, and I'm going to take that contrarian favorite. I'm going to fade that trendy dog. I'm laying it with the Celtics tonight. I told you I had a couple prop bets, and again, targeting some role players, but I did have two prop bets here. So I'm going to sweat number one, Al Horford, points, rebounds, and assists over 26.5. So he went way over this number in the last couple games. Here's what Horford's done through four games. Points, rebounds, and assists combined. Game 1, 25. Game 2, 25. Game 3, 43. Game 4, 41. So he's averaged 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists throughout the series. But I would also put a little stock into Horford kind of like getting pissed off. Like, if you're in Boston, you've been, you know, reading or watching the coverage of the series, Horford's got something like personal against Giannis. Like, he does not like Giannis. He didn't like the stare down. Horford's motivated right now. So to me, that's an edge, an X factor. And he's really feasted, you know, down low, and his shooting has been fantastic. So coming back home, he's had a good advantage throughout the series. I'm going to take Horford over 26.5 points, rebounds, and assists. We need 27 or more. I'm going to sweat the Horford over 26.5. My other play here would be a role player for the Celtics. So role players at home in particular tend to do very well. They're just kind of, they know their spots and they're at home, and you know, the other team really focuses on the main guys. So these role players can kind of fly under the radar, but I'm going to go role player Grant Williams. I'm going to go Grant Williams rebounds and points. So not points, rebounds, and assists, just rebounds and points over 16.5. So that 16.5 here is it's over 13.5 at -120. So it's over 13.5 points and rebounds. It's over -120, telling me some liability over. Here's what Grant Williams has done throughout the series, points and rebounds: 13, 15, 26, and 12. So he's averaged 16.5. But he's been lethal in the kind of the corner, shooting the three. He really doesn't get any assists, but if he can get us a few rebounds, get a couple threes here at home, you look at his numbers, he's way better at home than on the road. I'm adding Grant Williams to my portfolio tonight. Grant Williams over 13.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And again, on the series, he's averaged 16.5. So I'm laying it with the Celts, -5.5. I'm taking Horford over 26.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And I'm taking Grant Williams over 13.5 points and rebounds. Those are my two bets, my two props, and my other bet on the Celtics game. Now I'm going to double dip in the Warriors-Grizzlies game. So I'm going to go Golden State on the money line tonight. So the Warriors open -3. They're up to -4. So right off the bat, we have a line move toward Golden State. I'm a little wary of laying the 4 because I have seen a little bit of buyback here on the Grizzlies +4. So I'm going to go money line here. The money line is -175. What I like about Golden State, number one, matching all these favorite systems. Favorites with a line move in their favor, 23-10, 70% so far. Playoff line move off a win. So you won your last game. Now the line's moving in your favor this game, 19-11, ATS, 63%. So we got a lot of numbers here or systems in favor of Golden State. But here's the big one. Mentioned at the outset, playoff favorites straight up, just winning the game, 50-17, 75%. So I'm going to lay this minus number. They're getting 78% of bets, but 85% of money. So again, it's public, which scares me, but also some maybe respected money as well. You have all three road refs. No Scott Foster, but Kennedy, Brothers, and Zarba, all between around 52 and 55% ATS to the road teams. That would benefit Golden State. And I just think, you know, this Grizzlies team, I respect. They're scrappy as hell. They covered the last number. That big number was 10.5, 9.5. But no Ja. I just think maybe you're coming to the end of the line here with Golden State, who wants to get this over with and then have some rest going into the next round. So I took Golden State on the money line, minus 175. And also, I'm going to take the under here. I got the under 219. So it opened 219.5. It's down to 219. On a tip of the cap to JVT, who in his article, you got to check it out every day, VSiN.com, and in the newsletter. But we bet the under in the last game, sailed under. I'm going to bet the under tonight because, as JVT mentioned, when Ja's out of the lineup, it really benefits the defense of the Grizzlies. And really, you know, you're going to have less offense and better defense. So that's an advantage as well to the under here. So you're looking at the under 68% of bets, but 80% of money. A little public, but low, more money, you know, 12% discrepancy there toward the under. So give me the under 219, and I'm on the Warriors money line. Can we get a Warriors, 110 to 101 game? Wouldn't that be nice? So five bets: Boston -5.5, Golden State money line -175, Golden State under 219, Horford over 26.5 points, rebounds, and assists, Grant Williams over 13.5 points and rebounds. Now to the NHL. See if we can get a bounce back here in the NHL. I have three bets here. So first one for me, I am going to go. I'm going to play this system match here on these desperate teams, and I'm going to see if we can get one of these big dogs to bark. I'm going to go Capitals. Capitals are on the road at the Florida Panthers. Panthers open, big favorite, like -215, -220. They pretty much stayed exactly where they're at. You look at the last game, Washington's pretty much, I'm not going to say they're dominating the series, but Washington has kind of kept this thing pretty close. It's 2-2. You know, you lose a couple days ago in overtime. I had Florida there, which I was happy about. But Florida isn't this dominating team that, probably we thought of going into it. And Washington has that, that Ovechkin, former Stanley Cup champion kind of experience and kind of, guile basically. And maybe Tom Wilson will be coming back tonight. I'm not sure. He's missed the last couple of games, but I believe he may be upgraded to questionable. But either if Wilson plays or not, this is a system match play for me, guys. It's kind of a line freeze. So majority bets Florida, yet the line really hasn't moved. And this is a desperation off a loss system. So number one, if you look at playoff dogs, they're 16-20 this year, but 44% low win rate. But because of the plus money, 5% ROI. So it's been profitable to hit some of these dogs. You saw a couple last night as well. Desperate off a loss, you lose one game, come back the next, 17-11, 61%, 16% ROI. And desperate off a loss with some postseason experience, 13-8, 62%, 14% ROI. So I'm going to see if the Caps can steal one in Florida. I'm on the Caps plus 195. Again, that would be nice if we could get one of these. The other one is Dallas. I'm going to take a shot on Dallas as well. Dallas is also a huge dog with the desperation off a loss system match. So this total really hasn't moved at all. Same sort of thing. Open around Calgary, minus 210, pretty much stayed Calgary minus 210. So you do have a little line freeze action here on Dallas. But this would also match desperation off a loss. So Dallas is coming off a 4-1 loss to Calgary the last game. Now you're going, flipping to the Saddle Dome tonight. Again, playoff dogs, 44%, but 5% ROI. Desperate off a loss, 61% this year, 16% ROI. So I'm going to see if, really, here's the key. We just need one of these two to cash, either Washington or Dallas. Do I expect both? I mean, Jesus, that would be fantastic, but we just need one of these two. That way, we'll stack almost a full unit. So I got Dallas at plus 186, and I did play my third bet here, the Dallas under. Now, I know a lot of these overs have been killing it. Overs are 23-12, 66% so far this year, but a lot of these overs, if you notice the total, they'll be juiced up over. It's very rare you get a juiced up under. So this is where the one game tonight with a juiced up under. Dallas under 5.5. I took the under 5.5. It's minus 125. I don't know if it gets to 5. I don't think so, because they'll get hit with a ton of buyback over 5. But a lot of juice to the under. Dallas is one of your better under teams this year, 47-37. Calgary is 5-1 to the under their last 6, and the under is 3-1 this series. So look at some of these box scores. You had a 4-1, a 4-2, a 2-0, a 1-0. So I'm seeing, and again, the 2-0 and 1-0 were both in Calgary the first two games. So maybe we get another low scoring one here in the Saddle Dome. I'm on the under 5.5. So three bets in the NHL: Caps plus 195, Dallas I got plus 186, with Dallas. And then also the Dallas under 5.5. Can we get 2 out of 3 of those? That would be fantastic. See if we can get back in the arena and get back to some winning ways after a rough night in the playoffs last night. So there you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar grinding in the arena. Reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you become a puckhead, you know, if you're looking more at data and information and having a contrarian mindset and, you know, hey, hopefully stacking your bankroll a little bit. But really the whole point is, you know, feeling more confident in the market, you know, feeling like you're reading the line movement, you're beating some closing lines here, you're flat betting, you're not parlaying, whatever it may be. If the pod has helped you in any way feel like you're becoming more successful, better, I will take a small pint size piece of, gratitude in the form of buying my book. Just go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It's got everything I've learned working in the industry, starting off as a, you know, the ultimate square, public, casual, recreational, average Joe, whatever you want to call it, never winning, but loving the sweat, and then getting hired at Sports Insights, learning, you know, the sharp contrarian, data-driven mentality, switching to VSiN, which has been a dream come true. I'm on my third year at VSiN now, now learning how to bet, not just analytically, but some old school capping ways. But it's got everything I've learned and things that I wish people told me when I first started. Glossary of all the sports betting terms, so you know the rules of the road and the maps, the map of the road. And again, you don't want to be that guy saying, what's the juice? What does juice mean? I'm thirsty. Got any juice? No, we don't want to pay the juice. Anyway, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, contrarian value, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, chapters on all the major sports, bankroll management, all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to pick up a copy, that would be fantastic. It would mean a lot to me. If you already have, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, as we finish up the pod here on a Wednesday, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, hopefully at the TD Garden, Gillette Stadium, or Fenway Park Sportsbook in Boston, if the politicians can finally find a resolution before the deadline, July 31st, dear God, hashtag let us bet. Or how about out in New York, breaking handle records every day in the online betting capital of the world, or out in the desert, where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where you get a $1 hot dog when Aaron Judge walks it off for you, where the lowest juice possible is found, or how about Circa, sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew, getting a victory burger, hanging by the mega bar in the big screen, or chilling out by the pool, the LV Superbook, Mandalay Bay, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. Do not show me anything playoff related last night, NBA, NHL, brutal, 0-4. But baseball, flash me a Dodgers ticket, flash me a Houston Astros ticket, a San Diego Fathers ticket, a San Fran ticket. But most of all, again, it was a down night last night, but I love seeing the Yankees walk it off, Judge walk off homer to win it for us, guys. So flash me that Yanks ticket. First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book so that sharp contrarian plays all night. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But if we can, over the long haul, place ourselves on the side of the house, against the public, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, and get some closing line value, guess what? We're going to be okay long term. So I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Hope to see you betting across America later today, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Let's see if we can bounce back in the arena. Let's get some sweats. Let's get some winners here tonight, guys. Have a great day. Good luck. And do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Have a great Wednesday, guys.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.